serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge for what he's describing as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas after a body that Hamas released as a part of the deal was found not to be that of Shiri Bibas, an Israeli mother of two young boys kidnapped October 7th, as the militants had promised. The bodies of the boys have been identified. Increased police presence in Tel Aviv after a series of bus explosions, ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports.
Israeli police are describing this as a suspected terror attack. Three parked buses exploded in the city of Bat Yam just south of Tel Aviv yesterday, and another bomb was found undetonated on a fourth bus. No injuries reported, but many Israelis are rattled.
Thousands of federal employees laid off as a part of the Trump administration's moves. The administration claims they are firing people for cause. Some out of jobs say that's impossible since they were never given performance evaluations. This is ABC News. Spring training underway, and as ABC's Alex Stone reports, computer robot umpires are now on the job.
Dodgers taking the field.
As the Dodgers and Cubs began Cactus League games, something was different. A new automated ball and strike calling system in place. It's not replacing human umpires, but it will allow for challenges. The minor leagues have been using it. It came up during the broadcast on Spectrum Sportsnet.
The guys that have played in the minor league level understand it pretty well.
And then quickly, in the first inning, it was used. The Cubs winning a challenge to a called ball.
Well, good. We see it in the very first inning. There you go.
Teams in spring training get to challenge two ball or strike calls per game, and the robot umps will get the final say. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Whole lot of people on the East Coast talking about the Scottish Highland Bull roaming the hills of western Connecticut. It's been spotted several times, but so far nobody has been able to catch it. It could be a while before it's back in its pen, too. Scottish Highland cattle, a hardy breed that can live outside year-round. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Flambeau River YMCA here in Park Falls has their sights set on an opening day, and details have been released about membership pricing. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Scott Schultz, director of the Y, to discuss how people can use their insurance providers to either help pay for the cost or completely cover it.
Well, you and I talked quite extensively yesterday about the membership fees and stuff. That information has been released here in the last week or so. So talk a little bit about that. Not only the membership fees, but the fact that there's so many opportunities for people to use their insurance and other things to help offset the financial part of being a part of the Y, right?
Yep, absolutely. So as everybody saw online, we posted all of our membership rates, youth being $25, young adult $35, adult $45, and households $65. But then we also have insurance memberships that are accepted as well. So I think it's like something like 11 different insurance providers that cover memberships for YMCAs, thinking about Silver and Fit and One Pass, so like Security Health and a lot of those programs all cover YMCA memberships. And so as we get our systems up and running, it's actually really easy for us to look that up on your behalf. And so we can look that up for you, get you directly into that, and then you actually don't even have to worry about paying a membership due at all because it goes directly through your insurance.
Yeah, most insurance companies want you to be fit and out there and moving and active, and most of them will pick up a lot of it, right?
Absolutely.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. And membership information can be found on the YMCA's Facebook page under Flambeau River YMCA. Saturday, February 15th, it's the Sherman Snowshoe Shuffle. This will be taking place with sign-in at 9:30 in the morning and the race beginning at 10:30. For registration information, you can check out the Sherman First Responders Facebook page, and that registration is $30 and donations are welcome. There will be prizes raffled off during the after party at the Sherman Town Hall, including artwork, gift baskets, surprise raffle, and more. And those raffles will be after a lunch that is included with registration. Non-shufflers are welcome to join with a free will donation. The lunch will follow the race. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle as well, with all proceeds benefiting the Sherman First Responders. Costumes are encouraged and will be judged. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th, that is tomorrow, with sign-in at 9:30 and the race beginning at 10:30. Over at the Sherman Town Hall on 3063 Highway 182 in Springstead. It's a day to celebrate love, but with a winter weather advisory in effect tonight, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says you may want to rethink date night.
Snow will hit hard this evening, with a hefty couple of inches already on the roads by the end of dinner.
And with gusty winds, too, visibility will be low and snow will blow and drift and recover some roads. If you must travel, don't be rushed and drive slow. Take turns, roundabouts, and ramps easy. And never use cruise control. You need to be able to feel what the car is doing and if the tires are gripping. And also, have a winter weather emergency kit in your car. I'd stock things like kitty litter, a shovel, extra gloves, hand warmers, chargers, battery bank, and a flashlight.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Well, the entries have all arrived for the upcoming U.S. Championship Cheese event in Green Bay. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And they'll slowly make their way from the staging location in Little Chute up to the Rush Expo Center in Green Bay. That's where the competition will be held March 4th through the 6th. Kirsten Strominger is the coordinator of logistics for the big event and says the Rush Expo Center was handpicked for a couple reasons.
Sure. So some unique things that you may not think of that we need is we need a facility that has one really good lighting. The judges need great lighting to be able to see the cheese well and give proper evaluations. And not only that, but we need a facility that has at least three loading docks that we can use because we store all of these cheese entries on refrigerated trailers that we have that are on the docks all week. So different aspects of an event that you just might not think of that we need good access to loading docks because of the semis that we have there.
There you go. A few details from behind the scenes on the upcoming U.S. Championship Cheese Contest happening March 4th through the 6th at the Rush Expo Center in Green Bay from contest organizer Kirsten Strominger with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering about the volume of cheese and dairy products that they're moving around for that U.S. Championship cheese event, you should know that Kirsten told me they've got 117 pallets of dairy products absolutely full at their staging location in Little Chute. 31 states have submitted at least one entry this year. And remember, they've expanded classes to include things like sour cream dips. The U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, which will, by the way, be open to the public March 4th through the 6th at the Rush Expo Center. I'm PM Yonke.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116-110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending. He was flying around. He was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior. He's more seasoned. He's way more confident, more secure. And we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week with mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above. And then warmer this weekend. Partly sunny on Saturday with highs near 30, up to 37 Sunday. Currently, 12 below. 98Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing like a woman.
Bands, your bare feet covered in sand, White jet trails across a blue sky. Your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere. You get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Can't wait until we get there.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
98 Q Country.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Come on.
that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them.
Dylan Scott, new music, 98Q Country. And a Friday's here, whether you're ready or not. It's here, 12 below, is that right? Oh, my. The 21st day of February. I guess I didn't even think about it. We talked yesterday about it was going to be one more day of below zero temps, but I didn't think we'd get down to 12 below. That's where we are right now, here in Park Falls anyway. You low outlying people, probably a little bit colder. 25 will be the high today. And we'll see that southwest wind at 10 to 15 moving a little bit for those of you going out on the ice and venturing through the outdoors. So a little bit breezy today. Temperatures will be in the 30s for tomorrow and continue to be at least 30s and maybe even 40 as we get into Monday, Tuesday. So we're going to have starting tomorrow and running for about a week, we're going to see temperatures at or above freezing. And a couple of days, quite a bit above freezing. Not a whole lot of precipitation in that stretch either. Maybe some precipitation mid, late next week. But as far as the weekend goes, not so much. So again, 25 today, and we're sitting at 12 below. Cooler than I thought. We had some... quite a few high school games last night. Hockey season, the postseason, got underway last night. We'll talk about some of those games. And we'll see if we can give away some more stuff. I see we added in a new sponsor and gave away right away. Gray yesterday gave away a $25 certificate to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. Well done. Well done, young man. We'll see if we can give away some stuff here this morning. We'll have another keyword. We'll be sending out the winner text here in just a little bit for yesterday's keyword, which was what? Was it Rail Trail yesterday? Rail Trail Cafe? Oh, so another keyword coming up after 7. You've got today and all of next week to find a way to get it done, to be a winner with our snowball throwdown, a showdown. Twice an hour, we get you a little news and sports updates. Let's get you updated on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing revenge for what he's describing as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas after a body that Hamas released as a part of the deal was found not to be that of Shiri Bibas, an Israeli mother of two young boys kidnapped October 7th, as the militants had promised. The bodies of the boys have been identified. Increased police presence in Tel Aviv after a series of bus explosions, ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports.
Israeli police are describing this as a suspected terror attack. Three parked buses exploded in the city of Bat Yam, just south of Tel Aviv, yesterday. And another bomb was found undetonated on a fourth bus. No injuries reported, but many Israelis are rattled.
Thousands of federal employees laid off as a part of the Trump administration's moves. The administration claims they are firing people for cause. Some out of jobs say that's impossible since they were never given performance evaluations. This is ABC News.
The Bucks beat the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter, went on to beat the LA Clippers 116 to 110. After the game, players like Damian Lillard reacting to the news that Bobby Portis has been suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy.
Obviously, it's a hit to our team. We're all professionals, and we know that we got to hold it down for him, make sure that we stay on track for when he does come back. You know, I think it'll make us a better team because we'll have to find a way without him.
The Bucks face the Wizards in Washington tonight. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road against Villanova. Head coach Shaka Smart on how guard Stevie Mitchell has improved in his time with the Golden Eagles.
He was defending, he was flying around, he was bringing an incredible spirit and energy. That was his freshman year when he really didn't know what he was doing yet. Now he's a senior, he's more seasoned, he's way more confident, more secure, and we're absolutely going to need him to be at his best down the stretch.
That's Marquette coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A good smack of winter this past weekend as snow and frigid temps kept anglers, most, not all, off the ice for this holiday weekend. Single digits and lower temperatures with the wind chills in the negative teens and lower made for a good reason to stay inside and watch a NASCAR, if that's your thing. Bite windows were small and not always what expected. Yet once again, few stalwart individuals and groups did well. Northern Pike is okay. Even the Pike fight was off this weekend, though. Afternoons produce better than the mornings. Still nice catches by those willing to brave the cold and chip some ice. This is usually a time of heavy feeding for Pike, and I'm not sure it will be once the temps warm up a bit. Crappie is also okay. Snow, wind, and cold kept most anglers from chasing suspended crappies. It was mostly a sit-and-wait bite. Inside a warm shack, I hope. Clam, pinhead, minnows, tikka flashes, and cast masters to get down quickly produced over 18 to 28 feet of water. Tip downs or dead sticks kept inside the shack working with crappie minnows as well. The walleye bite was also okay. The bite was better early in the evening and the late afternoon. Tip-ups outshining jigging as high barometer and cold meat for a limited bite window. Small shiners and suckers better at times. With warm-up and new moon, the bite should really pick up starting this weekend. Real temps down to 19 below and fresh snow did a number on participation for us anglers this past week. But this coming weekend looks great. Temps in the 20s and even the 30s the following week, plus a new moon period, should spell great end to game fish season with just 2 weekends left. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Happy Friday to you. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week with mostly sunny skies today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 5 above. And then warmer this weekend, partly sunny on Saturday with highs near 30, up to 37 Sunday. Currently 12 below.
98Q Country.
He said
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you. Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it. Tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, and blue, well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, Bob. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by morning. This is country music. Stand by your man. This is
Q Country.
Girl, our mama's best friends, and so we, the whole town's rooting for us like the home team. Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow. But we can't stop.
stop this real world from spinning us. Your bright lights caught. I don't blame you for picking up your big dream bags. They're all packed up and ready to go. But I just need you to know that I love you more than a California sunset, more than a beer when you ain't 21 yet, more than a Sunday morning, Lord, turning some poor lost soul found. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues, help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a phantom when the bass hits a hook, when the guy gets a girl.
Morgan Wallen there at 98Q Country. Cold out there this morning. Ooh, I was looking at maybe 5 or 8 below, but 12 below. I show 12 below here in the city of Park Falls. So colder, of course, in some of the outlying areas. We're going to see a heat up, a warm up. Close to 30 tomorrow, Sunday, and next week, mid-upper 30s. So snowmobilers, get out there, buzz around, enjoy it this weekend, because we're not guaranteeing anything for the following weekend after the mild weather. We have another text to win keyword coming up. The winner of yesterday's Rail Trail Cafe $25 gift certificate has been texted, has been notified. So if you have not received a text and you haven't won via the text version of our Snowball Throwdown Showdown, a virtual snowball per se, you can go ahead and text us today, but you can't do it yet because that morning guy hasn't given you the keyword yet. We'll do that a little bit after 7 o'clock. Lots of stuff to do this weekend. Lots of events. Even if you can't maybe do some of the stuff, you can attend and support it in many different ways. So we'll talk about some things going on this weekend. Coming up, 7, 8 o'clock hour, some shopping, show savings. And we'll see what else we can get going for you. We got Brewer baseball tomorrow. Spring training baseball on the air tomorrow. They're going to be playing their first spring training game in Maryville. They'll be taking on the Reds. That'll be a 2 o'clock broadcast for the Brewers tomorrow afternoon right here on 98Q Country. Some words of wisdom to get the weekend moving here. Let's take a moment to focus on the family.
Racism has been a stain on our country for generations, and it will never end unless parents take an active role in educating their children about how to treat others with respect. So what can you do? I encourage you to engage your children in conversations about different cultures. Talk to them about how other groups of people live their daily lives or how they celebrate holidays. Your children will learn that skin color isn't what makes people act or talk a certain way. It's culture and tradition. tradition. Also, encourage your children to ask questions. Teach them how to have a healthy dialogue about people who are different from them. The more they understand about the road someone else has walked, the less likely your children will act judgmentally toward them. Most importantly, though, model through your words and actions how to treat people with love and respect, no matter how dark or how light their skin color may be. Some say that children are colorblind, but I don't believe that's true. Children easily notice differences, whether it's between boys and girls, between hairstyles, clothing, or the color of skin. And one final thought. Don't be too quick to punish your child the first time you're shocked to hear inappropriate remarks. Try not to overreact. Instead, gently try to steer their thinking in the right direction by teaching them the appropriate way to engage on the issue of race. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
It's Friday, and in Wisconsin, you know what that means. Yeah, it's Fish Fry Friday, and one of the best value fish fries is at Phillips Cafe. The two-piece beer-battered or baked fish fry for only $9.99. If you're hungrier, get the three-piece for $10.99, serving until 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, the best place in the Northwoods to get more food for your dollar. Phillips Cafe, located in the heart of Phillips, Wisconsin, and you can see them on Facebook, too.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
98 Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Are you guys ready for some music?
Got my 40 clocked in, ready for some rocking.
Friday.
Get down.
98 Q Country.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man. But you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. See, it felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Time love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car is barking next door. Who's cheating who, and
who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right to someone tonight, whose car's parked next door.
Local Radio, 98.3 FM.